Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Stacey Mulcahy, and today I'm going to be talking about taking the suck out of naming your application. Yep, you heard that right. No one really wants to name their application. No one really cares about their name. And we're going to talk about how you can actually name your application, make it something interesting, and make the whole process just a little bit more fun. So in case you need to get a hold of me, you can reach me at BitchuCos on Twitter or LinkedIn. And let's get started. So the importance of a great name. It's really important to have a good name, and people underestimate this. They kind of think that it should just be something very simple or something very basic, and those are great, but you have to look at not only your name, but your name against your competition. And so if we look at something like the Windows Store and we just search for calculator, just look at all the results for calculator. We have 1,000 hits for calculator apps. Now, I don't know how many apps can do that many different things that are so amazing that we have 1,000 calculator apps, but we do. And, you know, I'm sure some have different features, some visually are a little bit more different, those kind of things that differentiate themselves. But when you look at this listing, all of the names and even, frankly, a lot of the logos kind of look similar. And so how do you separate yourself amongst the field that you're competing in? And a lot of that can come down to your name. A really catchy name can really inspire someone to click that download button. And so when we think about this, for developers, this is kind of an arduous task. We don't often have a lot of time, and so we kind of leave it last minute. And if we don't leave it last minute, we usually just come up with a name at the beginning, and that becomes an okay name. And that okay name just follows all the way through, and we just keep that okay name. And so we don't have the time to go in and spend thinking about a name and brainstorming about a name and all those kind of things. We just kind of come up with whatever. And, you know, often because we are developers, we think about things a little bit more literally maybe. And so we come up with a lot of more literal names rather than abstract names and making those creative connections that can really inspire people to, you know, want to use your app. So the difference when it comes to a good name and a great name is a great name can really cinch a deal. And a great name can kind of help your app be something more and higher and above your competition. So we're going to talk about removing the time suck from naming an app because, you know, naming an app takes time. It's a process and, you know, it's not as simple as some people would like to think. So we're going to go through an example here and we're going to walk through, you know, a completely ridiculous example. Look at these guys. They're completely, I don't know. If that doesn't say 80s, I don't know what does. But we're going to go through and talk about how do we name your app. And I'm actually going to walk through a presentation that someone else did and kind of point out how they did it and what kind of things they're looking at when they're naming their app. So let's just have a little bit of fun with this and see what we can come up with. So we're going to use a slide deck called How to Name Things, and it's actually made by two people that's posted up on SlideShare, and we're going to walk through exactly what they did. And it's one of those things that if you take nothing else away, just go look at the slide deck, follow the steps, and if nothing else, you'll get some way more creative names than when you started. So the first thing you kind of want to do when you're thinking about, you know, looking at an app, you want to search for related words. And so what we're going to do is we're going to pretend that we are these guys. Okay, maybe not exactly these guys, but, you know, that this may be our client. And basically, they have a new music streaming service. And it's going to be a web application that, you know, curates playlists. And maybe it delivers you horoscopes in the voice of Ozzy Osbourne. You know, I don't think anyone out there would totally understand a horoscope delivered by Ozzy Osbourne, but you know, the sentiment is there and the whole feature thing is kind of nice, right? So we have this ridiculous app and now it's time to name it. So we're going to start with related words. And there's a bunch of tools that we're going to go through and take a look and show you this process. And so one of the tools you can start off with is WordNik. And what you do is you type in your words. So we can type in something like music or tune or whatever you'd come up with for a music player. And you can start to get a list of synonyms, and you can start to get a list of all those kind of words that are related in different ways. And so what you want to do is you put in your word, and let's say if we put in music or tune, and then we start to look at all the things that are kind of related that we could use. And we start, just picking out the ones that we like, and we start creating a word bubble, for lack of a better term, and just start, listing out all those items that we like. Some of the more ridiculous ones, keep track of those too, because those make for really interesting name mashups later on. We can also look at pop culture. Things that are kind of related to the hot topics of the moment tend to do really, really well. People really love that moment when, people are creating memes or people, are capturing a pop culture moments. And so you can look to the Urban Dictionary. Now, it's not all bad. Yeah, sometimes you have to be careful the kind of terms that you might find. Urban Dictionary can be the rabbit hole of the internet. Next thing you know way more terms than you ever wanted to know. But, it is really good when it comes to kind of looking up things that are related. And so you can just go to the thesaurus and type in music or type in tune for this example, and you can start to see all these things that, are related. And maybe some of those words, you can kind of steal and use and put into your word bubble and figure out how you can, evolve these. You can also kind of look towards idioms. And so you can go to the free dictionary and you can, type in something like music or tune or playlist or, mixtape or whatever you want to put. And then you can put, click on the idioms tab and you'll get a list of idioms that you might be able to use. Now, idioms are one of those things that, if English isn't your first language, they can be a little difficult to understand. But you can also just gather inspiration from here and see if any of those kind of apply. Another great tool that you can use is the Visual Thesaurus. And this is a tool where you just, once again, you plug in your word that you're looking at. And, when you're doing this process, don't just choose one word. Don't just choose music. Don't just choose tune. Pick a couple of words that you think, might bring you some interesting results and go through the process here. And so for here, I put in tune and you can start to see the things that are related to it. Well, untune is kind of interesting. There's a melody, or melodic, that might be interesting. There's pitch. Pitch could be a lot of fun if I, mash it up with a couple of different words. And so you're starting to see that you could, use this tool as well, which is a little bit more visual, and start to get those other words that you might not have found otherwise, and you can just add them to your growing list. So, if we start to look at these tools alone, we've already came up with a whole bunch of words that we could kind of start to use or brainstorm off of. For an application name. And so something like 8-bit or Anthem, you even have Pitch, Macarena, that should be just abolished from the entire English language altogether. But it's there, emo, all those kind of things we can kind of take now, and we have a starting point for some words that are related that we can use to name our app. So now that we have some words, and we have this big list that we can kind of just start working through, we can try to generate some names. And once again, we don't have to sit there by ourselves a piece of paper and start figuring out what those names are. We can use tools easily available on the interwebs, and we can try to generate some names with those previously acquired words that we got. So let's look at something like the pun generator. Now, okay, puns have their place, but maybe the name could be a pun. Who knows? I mean, so maybe that's your thing. So you could look up the pun generator, you could put in a word, and you could see what comes out of it. Once again, you might not find anything you like, but there might be other words or other things that come up that are interesting. And this is all about creating those little connections that you can start, branching off of. And that's really where you start to get the creative names, is when you start to create those branches. And so the pun generator, it might be something that might be useful for that. So from this, we have potential names, and we have things like Anthem Bomb, which is kind of good. We have you know, sinking rap, cleft ballad. That's brilliant. That should be a band name right there. Writer's rock. I mean, perfect. You know, things that are, you know, maybe not for everyone, but once again, we have these little branches that are starting to occur, and things are starting to get way more interesting than they were when we realized that we had to name a music playlist app. Next tool you can kind of use is Word Merge, and it basically just, you type in a word and it just merges with a whole bunch of options. And so, you know, it's kind of like made up words, and people do this all the time. I mean, we talk about, you know, edumacation, made up word, right? Once again, maybe your app is going to be a made up word, and then it's going to take two words, and that combo is going to make sense, and it's going to actually tell the user the intent of the application, you know, it's possible. So Word Merge might be one of those tools that you can use. So from Word Merge, we start to look at it, and we're starting to get some interesting things again. And once again, you just keep iterating over these things. So we have something like Musica, Rocktopus, which is awesome, Darwindy, like just these kind of crazy combinations that are coming up. And once again, if you look in that list, there's one or two gems. And so that's what we want to keep doing with these things, is keep iterating over these combinations. You could also maybe go a little bit more random. And so you can check out Name Thingy. And so what you do is you type in your word. And so, for example, I just put in Fender for a guitar, and it's an under custom word in the options in the, you know, left-hand column. And then on the right, for the second word type, just put in custom, you generate it, and it'll just start going through and iterating through these various versions with Fender. And so this one's Astute Fender. And you'll start to get some really random combinations, things that you might have never thought of, things that probably don't make any sense. But, you know, once again, maybe they do. So if we look at the list that, you know, I quickly generated from that, there's a couple, Pocket Fender. There's Vodkaverse. who doesn't want an app named that? It sounds like something you'd take to karaoke and forget. Future Choir, you know, things like that. So there's some definite things generated out of that that we can start to look at and start to play with. You know, another thing you can do, whether or not it works, is you could, you know, check out rhyming. And so there's WikiRhymer. And so what you can do, once again, is put in your word. And so I put in tune, because tune is easy to rhyme with. Music, not so much. And you start to see that you're getting words listed out of there that might be interesting. So there's like moon, there's boon. There's a couple of those that we might be able to, you know, take and have a little bit of fun with. And once again, we do this process, we gather a couple of things that we think are potentials, and we list them. And so, you know, we have Moon Tunes, we have Tune Tycoon, we have, you know, Rap Trap, like bunch of lists or a bunch of names there that you guys could go and take and just go make, you know, your own app already, because some of those names are so great. Like Verse Hearse, like amazing. I don't even know what that is, but it's amazing. I would want to download that app. So after that whole entire process, you know, we've gone through, we kind of iterated, we looked at some of the words, you know, chose one or two, music and tune, and we played off those. And we have over 45 names. And once again, you know, you can look at that list and you can probably cross off about 30 of them, no problem. But, you know, with over 45 names to start playing with, you now have that starting point to say, okay, this is great, I like this, there's something about this. And, you know, when it comes to names, names is really important, but you could also, if it's a little bit more abstract, you know, you could include a tagline. So if you had something that was a little bit more abstract, and if it was something like Rocktopus, you know, your tagline could be, you know, something like serving up the best music to you, or whatever it may be, or, you know, playing loud, whatever it is. And you can also help describe, you know, the application, not just through the name, but through a little tagline. So you've come up with some options, you think you might have, you know, something that you're a little bit committed to, you like, you need to check availability. And so what you need to do is you need to go to all the, you know, OS ecosystems you might deploy on, you need to make sure that that name is actually available. There's nothing worse than coming up with a name and thinking it's awesome and then be like, oh, someone already did that. And it happens all the time. And so you can check availability, you know, just in terms of URLs and in terms of social media by going to NameCheck. Now, this isn't going to do any of the, you know, stores or any of those kind of things, but it, you know, it will help you kind of figure out in terms of you know, setting up the other marketing things that you probably need to do for an application, like a, you know, promotion site or some social accounts. This will help you figure out if those are available. If they are available, make sure you go and register them. And then what you want to kind of do is you've kind of committed to name, or you thought about a name. You've, you know, think you've probably registered it or whatever you've done in terms of, you know, getting it all sorted out. You need to kind of start to look at that name and refine it. And so here's a couple tips to ensure what I like to call name domination. So keep it short, okay? There's nothing worse than a really verbose app name. I don't know about you, but I just get lazy. I look at it and it's like more than three words and I'm like, oh, can't bother, you know, can't be bothered. So you want to keep it under 12 characters. And it's just not because, you know, someone like me who gets lazy, but it's also about, you know, how it displays in the App Store. You have a certain amount of characters that you can use, and nothing is worse than your name getting truncated. So you want to make sure that your name is going to fit within, you know, the allotted characters. And depending on, you know, which App Store you're deploying to, that's going to change a little bit. So you just want to make sure it's always going to look good. You want to stop rushing. All right, this is us. We just like, we're running. We're running from everything. And, you know, when it comes to naming your app, you just kind of take your time a little bit. And the thing about naming an app is that if you come up with a really good name that, you know, you're really like in love with and committed to, you know, kind of sounds like a bad Facebook status right there. But, you know, if you've got that name, it's going to inspire you to make your app better. It's going to inspire your development process. It's going to inspire your design process. It's going to make you want to talk about it. You know, so you got to stop rushing. It's a difficult process and you got to take a little bit of time. And if you do it off, you know, right off the start, it's going to guide your whole entire application experience. And hopefully if you take a little bit of time, it'll make it a good one. You know, let's face it. We put a lot of work into our applications. We put blood, we put sweat, tears, a lot of curse words. So, you know, you want to make sure that your name's worth it. You know, once you've committed to that name, like I said, you want to make sure you check. So you've got to go and make sure that you reserve that name when you can. And you, anything that you can reserve in terms of, you know, the app name, the URL, the social accounts, just go do it in one shot. Just go take an hour and go do that. You know, if it's unclaimed, it's yours to be had. The other thing is, you know, when it comes to creating a name, you got to favor shareability over cute. And as much as I love cute, as much as I love kittens, as much as I love weird spellings, it's not really conducive to an application name all the time. And, you know, if you have a cute spelling, it sometimes makes it hard for people to pronounce. So you got to do two kind of tests. You got to say, is it easy to pronounce? And can I spell it? Because if you can pronounce it easily and you can spell it, then you can share it. And sharing it is where you're going to get more users and more downloads. And so you want to make sure that you, you know, you're not creating roadblocks for people, but that you're actually removing them with your name. You also want to embrace clarity. You know, if your name isn't clear, then you're kind of relying on all your other assets, whether it be your icon or your description or anything else, to sell the user on your app. And, you know, at the end of the day, an icon is not always going to do it, and a description is not always going to do it. You know, often, especially if you go to the store, you only see the icon and you see the name. So you want to make sure that together they're both selling your app, but that your name alone, you know, is clear and has, you know, a good intent. So if you look at something like Vine, for example, Vine is not a clear name. I wouldn't even know what it was. But it has a little tagline and it's called Making Scenes. So often you'll see Vine-Making Scenes. And just by that, I understand that I'm actually able with that app to create something because it's making. So I can create something. And when it comes to scenes, the first thing that comes to me, or the first thought that comes to me, is video. So, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, if your name is a little bit more abstract, then maybe you add in that tagline. Or you try to create something that's just a little bit more clear, you know. All right, that's all I have for you this time. Hopefully you can go off and get a little bit more creative with how to name your applications. And if you have any tips or tricks that you use that, you know, help you with your application naming, please let me know. Till next time.